In my life,
in my ye me,
I will be done.
If it is any cash,
is anybody like that here?
Yeah, any penny.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
Come son, guru.
That every one of you from now on you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that he will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
Lord, give your offering of thanks to the Lord tonight. He's set to do some other new things in your life.
Oh, you are so good.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Some of you know this story. Some of you are old enough. A very prominent chief was sick. In a town not too far from here. And they invited me to come and pray for him. When I got there as usual, I preached the gospel to him. He said, I'm a Christian.
Only Christian in me.
Oh, I said, sir, I'm not talking about going to church. I'm talking about being born. He said, oh, I've been born again a long time.
Only Moa some quick, he said, quick, I'm a lost lady just in him. So, question mark idea to be a little tea to be to pay.
I said, then you will be healed.
So, Moa some quick, but no, pay out more rather.
So, I prayed for him.
Mok by Rafun.
And I came back the following week to check.
Mo wa pada wa ni ose to tell lati wa wo.
No change at all.
Ko sin to yato.
So I said, I know what I would do.
Mo ni mo monti ma se.
I will send my prayer warriors.
Ma ran awon afadura jagun wa.
My two special prayer warriors, personal prayer warriors.
Awon meji ti won ba mi fi adura jagun.
I told them,
mo so fun won,
I want you to go and stay with this chief.
Mo fe ke lo ba ojoye igbe.
Fast for 7 days and nights.
Egbadura, egba awe fun ojo meje.
Even the water you are going to drink, take it from home.
Omi te fe mu gan egbe dani lati bi lo.
They were there.
Won wa nbe.
7 days, 7 nights.
Ojo meje losan atoru.
They fasted, they prayed.
Won gba awe, won si gbadura.
Nothing happened.
Ko so n to sele.
So I went there.
Mo wa lo fun ra mi.
I said, now I know what I will do.
Mo ni mo ti ma se.
I will do the fasting.
Emi gan fun ra mi ni ma gba
we. And be praying.
Ma gba we.
Myself.
Ma gbadura fun ra
mi. And I will do it for 21 days and nights.
Ma se fun ojo mokanlelogun.
And God spoke to me and said,
Olorun wa soro wi pe,
son,
owo omo yi,
if you want to fast, it's good.
To ba fe gba we o dara o.
And not for this one.
Ṣugbọn ki ṣe fun eni yi.
Don't waste your energy.
Ma ti e fa agbara, ma fa koko re sofo.
I said, but why not? He's one of your children. God says it's not.
O ni baba kilo de se ba olomo re lo n se Olorun wa ni rara o.
God said, ask him 7 questions.
Bere awon ibere meje yi lowo e.
And one of the questions is, how many secret society does he belong to?
I won't bother
you with the remaining 6.
When I finished
the 7 questions,
you
know what he said to me? He said, don't come again. That altar of Satan that is in your life will be destroyed tonight.
Amen.
Now the altar of God that has fallen into disrepair in your life shall be repaired tonight.
Amen.
Many of you know how you used to pray. Many of you know how you used to study the word of God. Many of you know what you will sacrifice just for God. But now, things are different. And yet God wants to do new things. He will include you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now when you repair the altar of the Lord and build a new one like Elijah did, you can expect the following. Number 1, instant answers to your prayers. Psalm 50 verses 14 and 15. He said, you come to God with thanksgiving. Pay all your vows to him. He said, then you call on me in the day of trouble. And I will answer you. When you have repaired his altar, when your obedience to all his laws are complete, he said, you call on me in the day of trouble and I will answer you. I'm believing God for every one of you here tonight. And those of you who are listening by radio, television, and internet. All your prayers this year will be answered by fire.
Amen. Number
two, when you have repaired the altar of the Lord and built a new one, then your offerings shall be accepted of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 4,
Genesis
3-5, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said, there's a lady here. He asked me just to tell you, you will not lose the pregnancy.
Amen.
I want to say amen to this one. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, this year, I will enlarge your course speedily and rapidly. In Genesis 4, verse 3-5,
Genesis,
two people brought offerings to God. Cain and
Abel.
God accepted the offering of one and rejected the offering of another. May the Almighty God not reject your offering in Jesus' name. Number three, when you have repaired the altar of the Lord and built a new one, then your potential shall be activated. When the fire fell on Mount
Carmel,
it was an answer to prayer. He picked up the offering and took it to heaven. And then he consumed the firewood. He turned wood to fire. Every wood has the potential of becoming fire. Every wood has the potential of becoming a blessing. A blessing in cooking, we want
unje.
In warming people who are cold. And so on and so forth. Inside you is a potential. There's something God put in you when he created you. God didn't send you to this world to just come and eat and drink and wear some dress. He wanted you to become a blessing to your generation. And that we begin from now in Jesus' name. Number four, when you have repaired the altar of the Lord and you built a new one to him, hardship will come to an end in your life. When the fire fell on Mount
Carmel,
it was not only the firewood that it consumed. It consumed the rocks, the symbol of hardship
ohun gbogbo ti o je ilera
inira
inira
was removed
only a mukuro
and I'm prophesying to someone tonight
mo wa so tele sinu aye enikan ni
this year
lodun yi
you will never know hardship at all
amen oh ni ma inira mo
and then not only that
ki se yen nikan o
the fire licked up the water
inana o pon omi tun bembe la
that means if you do what we are asking you to do
to ba yi tun mo se pe to ba se ohun ti o ti ani ko se yi
if you build this new altar to God
ti o ko pepe tutun yi fun Olorun
you will never have cause to sorrow again
amen o ni ni pa kipa kan lati ma sunkun mo
remember the Bible says weeping may endure for a night
ranti o pe bibeli so wi pe ekun bi ekun pepe pe dale kan
joy cometh in the morning
ayo nbo lowuro
I know you have been quoting that passage for years
mo mo pe opolopo dun lo tin ka ise bibeli yi
but as the Lord lives
sugbon bi Olorun tin be laye
as you repair his altar
bi o tin tun pepe re se lale
and build a new one
to tin ko mi fun
by the time the sun rises tomorrow
nigba ti orun o ba yo lola
your joy would have arrived.
Amen. Ayore yo ti bere.
Not only that.
Ise yen nikan o.
The fire also consumed the dust that was on the ground.
Inana gbogbo eruku to wa nle lo la.
And we have explained to you before that the dust stands for the flesh.
Be si ni ati salaye fun yin tele ri pe eruku o duro fun ara.
When you do what God asks you to do,
nigba to ba se ohun ti Olorun ni ko se,
when you build this new altar to God,
ti o ko pepe tuntun yi fun Olorun,
the grace to overcome lust of the flesh will be released.
Ore ofe lati segun ohun ti a npe ni ife kufe ti ara ni a o fi fun o.
Romans chapter 6 verse 16 to 18.
Iwe Rome ori kefa ese kerin dilogun si keji dilogun.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe enikan wa ni yin lale yi.
He said everyone in your family is sick.
Gbogbo yin tin be ninu idile yin lo won sha esan.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Olorun ni ki so fun o.
I will heal every one of them.
Pe gbogbo won patapata ni owo osan.
Again, I want to say amen to this one.
Bakan na mo fe so ami se leyi.
The Lord said,
Oluwa wi pe
every year has its dry season and its rainy season.
Gbogbo odun ohun lo ni igba erun ati igba ojo.
He said, but there is someone here tonight.
Pe sugbon enikan be ni lale yi.
He said, this year will be an exception.
Pe odun yi yo yato fun o.
Because it will be rainy season all the time for you.
Pe fun o ko ni si igba erun ki igba erun kankan fun olodun yi igba ojo ni gbogbo e aje.
Romans 6 verse 16 to 18 says,
Rome ori kefa ese kerin dilogun si keji dilogun so wipe
sin shall no longer have dominion over you.
Pe ese koni ni ipa lori yin mo.
The almighty God will give you the grace to live above the lust of the flesh.
Olorun Olodumare yo fun ni ori ofe lati gbe koja igbe aye to le bori ife kufe ti ara.
And then when this fire fell,
nigbati ina yi tun bo lule,
everybody fell on their faces and they said the Lord is God.
Gbogbo eniyan lo dojubole ti won so pe Oluwa o na ni Olorun.
In a single moment God turned a whole nation to God.
Laarin iseju kan Olorun yi okan gbogbo orile ede pada si o ara re.
Do you know that winning souls will become easy for you if you build a new altar to God?
Nje o mo wi pe jijere okan yo rorun to bege fun o to ba ko pepe tutun fun Olorun.
The reason why many members of your families are yet to accept Christ.
Idi ti opo ninu awon molebi ro fiti fi aye won fun Jesu.
It's because they are confused.
Oni pe iporuru okan ba won.
They look at you, they know you are neither in nor out.
Won wo won si ri pe ko se ku ko se ye ni o bi adan.
And they are wondering, should we become like this or stay as we are?
Won wa wo pe se ka won darapo mo ni abi kan kuku wa bi won se wa.
I'm praying for someone here tonight.
Mo wa gbadura fe nikan ni lale yi.
Every member of your family,
gbogbo molebi re patapata,
will be saved before the end of this month.
ni a o gba la koshi yi to pari.
When you build a new altar to God,
igba to ba ko pepe fun Olorun,
it is then you begin to hear the sound of abundance.
Igba na ni wa to le ma gbo iro opo yanturu.
It was after Elijah built a new altar to God that he said to Ahab, I have heard the sound of abundance of rain.
Igba ti Elijah ko pepe tuntun fun Olorun tan lo to le so fun Ahab pe emi ti gbo iro opo yanturu ojo.
And shortly after hearing the sound of abundance,
ki kete die ko to gbo titi iro ojo yi,
kete leyin igba to gbo, the Bible said there were showers of
Bibeli so wi pe igba na ni a ri owa ara ojo.
I have good news for somebody here today.
Mo wa ri iroyan yo fun nikan ni ilale yi.
Even as God has spoken,
gbe Olorun ti soro,
this will be your own year of showers of blessings.
Amen. Odun yi yo je odun owa ara ojo fun o.
Ephesians 3 verse 20.
Ephesians 3 verse 20.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said there's a family here.
Olorun so wi pe awon melebi kan wa ni.
He said, I have scattered the forces causing stagnation in your family.
Gbogbo ipa eyi to mu ke eniyan ma duro tiri ninu aye yin ni e lo ohun ti Olorun ti lubole.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The Lord says there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni yin lale yi.
He said, as far as you are concerned,
bi ni pa ti e o,
laboring in vain ends with last year.
Pe ka sise lasan ninu aye eniyan o ti dope ninu aye e lodun to koja o.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord says there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe eniyan kan wa ni yin lale yi.
He said, do what my son is telling you.
Be so se ohun to mo mi so fun o.
And in this 1 year,
pe ati pe ninu odun kan soso yi,
you will achieve more than you have done in the last 10 years.
Ohun ti wa gbe se yo ju e to ti se lodun mewa seyin lo.
Ephesians 3:20 says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think.
Ewe Efesu ori keta esogun so pe Olorun le se ju eyi ti a ro tabi eyi ti a bere lo ni ona pupo.
If you build a new altar to God,
ti e ba ko pepe tuntun fun Olorun,
even before you pray, he will answer.
Ki atile to gbadura ohun ati dahun.
And not only will he answer, he will do more than you can dream possible.
Ki atile se pe yo dahun nikan ni yo se ju eyi ti atile le ro lo.
I've told the story before, it may sounds little to you, but it was significant to me then.
Mo ti so itan kan fun yin ri bo nisisin yo le je kekere loju yin sugbon nigba yen o je ohun to jo mi loju gidigidi.
We were going a fishing.
And lo fun ka wa ka lo peja.
Myself, my last two boys,
emi ati awon mo abi keyin mi okun meji,
and the driver,
ati awako.
Years ago,
ni odun to pe die,
we got to somewhere and we saw a signboard.
Nigba ta wa debi kan a ri ohun ti won ko sile,
turkey for sale,
pe won fe ta tolotolo.
You know, it was Christmas period. And I just said to myself, since I was born, I never had turkey for Christmas. I just said that one, and we went on our goa fishing. By the time we came home, 3 turkeys were waiting for me.
Tolotolo meta lo tin duro de mi nle.
And then I went to church, Ebute Meta, the following Sunday.
Mo wa lo si Ebute Meta ni Sunday to tele.
I said, look at what happened.
Mo wa se jeri pe ewo to sele o.
I didn't pray for turkey.
Mi o ti e gbadura.
3 came.
meta lo wa.
And I said to them jokingly,
mo wa so mo ba won dawada.
I said that's not an invitation to lunch.
Ke ki se pe ke wa jeun losan yi o.
I'm not asking you to come and eat my turkey.
Mi o ni ke wa je tolotolo mi o.
Before I got home,
kin to dele lojo yen,
7 other turkeys had arrived.
Tolotolo meje mi ti tun duro de mi.
Now turkeys may not mean anything to some of you. You eat cows for Christmas.
Tolotolo le ma jo yin mi loju tori pe malu le pa nigba keresi.
But the point I'm making is this.
Sugbon ti mo n ba yin so ni pe
if you are pleasing God 100%.
Nigba ki gba to ba n wu Olorun,
you don't even need to ask for one thing before he will give you 10.
Oh, tile nilo lati bere eyokan ko to fun oni mewa.
And I pray for someone here today.
Mo wa gbadura fe nikan ni ilale yi.
This year,
Lord do it.
As you build a new altar to God.
Bi o ti n ko pepe tutun fun Olorun.
When you knock at one door.
Nigba to ba kan lekun eyokan.
10 will be opened unto you.
Mewa l'Olorun a si fun o.
Now this altar that you want to build to God
pepe ti anika ko fun Olorun yi
must be a very special altar.
O ni lati je pepe to yato gidigidi.
Number 1,
fun akoko,
it must be an altar of faith.
O ni lati je pepe igbagbo.
Stop doubting God.
Yesi emeji pelu Olorun.
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
We Hebrew ori kokan la ese kefa.
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
Eberu ori kokan la ese kefa.
He said those who come to God must believe that he exists.
Awon ti o ba to Olorun wa ni lati gbagbo pe o nbe.
And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Ati pe o ni olusesan fun awon ti o ba farabalẹ wa.
I've told you before.
Mo ti so fun yin ri.
4 times in the Bible.
Bi igba merin ninu Bibeli.
God said,
Olorun so wi pe,
the just shall live by faith.
Olododo yo ye nipa igbagbo.
Why do you call yourself a Christian if you don't believe him?
Do kile de to npe rare ni Christiani to ba gba Olorun gbo.
When he makes a promise,
nigba to ba se ileri,
it will come to pass.
Yo di mi mo se.
You must behave as if you know that what God says he will do will be done.
Oni lati huwa gege bi eni to mo pe on to Olorun so pe ohun o se yo se.
You must have the faith of a child.
Oni lati ni igbagbo gege bi omo kekere.
I've told you this one before.
Mo ti so itan yi fun yin ri.
I was praying one day when God said,
mo n gbadura ni jokan gba ti Olorun so wi pe,
son,
omo mi,
one day presidents will come to the camp to worship.
Pe awon are orilede yo wa si ile pagọ yi lati wa josin.
I said amen.
Mo ni ami o baba.
At that time there's no possibility.
Nigba yen o ko si ona te yen fi le gbagbo.
But daddy said.
Sugbon o baba mi Lorun lo so.
If he said it,
bo ba so be,
as far as I'm concerned,
it's
done. So I told my people, God said presidents are coming. We don't want to wait till they come before we build where they will stay. So quickly I said, let's begin to build. And we built the place we call Presidential Lodge.
Awa ko bi kekere kan ti a pe ni ile igbalejo fun are.
Was the biggest building in the camp then.
Nigba yen o le yen lo tobi ju.
1 year, 2 years, 3 years.
Odun meji, odun kan, odun meji, odun meta.
No president came, of course.
Ko sare kan re kankan to wa o.
Then my senior pastor said the meeting. You don't understand what this man is saying. He wanted to live in a big house and he doesn't know how to tell us.
We finished
building, now he doesn't know how to move in. So So they came to me and said,
"Oh, Papa, you want to be?
You are our president.
You are la rewa.
Moving."
Amen.
Oh Lord, the just shall live by faith.
Oh Lord, you ye ni pa igbagbo.
I said no.
Mo ni rara o kamari.
That's not my house.
Ki se le temi niyan.
That's for the president.
Are
the president is coming.
Are orilede kan bo.
Have they been coming now?
Nje won ti wa bi.
Every promise of God concerning you shall be fulfilled.
Gbogbo ileri Olorun ninu aye e ni o di mimuse.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Listen to this very carefully.
Jowo o tetile ko daada sin ti mo fe so yi.
The Lord says,
Oluwa so wi pe,
there is someone here tonight.
Eni kan be ni lale yi.
He said, people will weep with you this year.
De awon eniyan o ba so kun lodun odun yi.
But it will be tears of joy.
Sugbon o. Amen. Ekun ayo lo ma je.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni ilale
yi. He said before the end of this month.
Pe koshu yi to pari.
There be a new episode of dancing in your family.
Pe ijo tuntun o ntin pani lerin tin mu ni ijo tuntun yo sele ninu idile re.
An altar of faith.
Pepe igbagbo.
Stop being doubters.
Ejowo edekun yi se yemeji.
God does not like those who doubt him.
Olorun o feran awon to si yemeji si.
I can tell you several stories to encourage you to have faith in God.
Mo le so opolopo itan fun yin lati gba yin niyanju pe ki e ni gbagbo ninu re.
I know because of several things that had happened, some of you are, your faith has been shaken.
Mo mo pe fun tori opolopo to ti sele igbagbo opolopo ninu yin lo ti fe ma saki.
You don't know all the stories.
Gbogbo itun ka o n to wa leyin ofa o joje lo.
You don't know what the people that something happened to were doing that you didn't see.
Awon ti nkan kan sele si o to nfa eni ti ajata ri to njo legbe titi eni onilu re wa nu gbo.
That's a big one. And the people concerned, they understand. You know, you should, if you don't have any reason to believe God, just look at me.
Ti o ba ni idi lati gba Olorun gbo wo sa wo mi.
Just look at me and believe there is God. There is God.
Sa wo mi ki o si gbagbo wi pe Olorun nbe.
I told you.
Mo so fun yin.
I was in Mushin.
Mo wa ni Mushin.
Living in a room.
Pe inu yara kan ni mo nbe nbe.
When I said to God.
Di mo so fun Olorun.
Father.
Baba.
Even if it's a boy's quarter.
To ba ti le je yara ta won mo odo nbe.
Bid one for me.
Kokan fun mi.
And he said.
O si som fun mi.
Son.
Iwo mo mi.
Don't ask me for a house.
Mo bere ile lowo mi.
I've decided to build a city.
Mo ti pinu pe ilu nla ni mo ma ko fun o.
1981.
Ni odun 1981 la n so yi ogbon odun seyin.
How could you believe that if you have only one room in Mushin?
Bawo lo se le gba eleyi gbo to ba je nu yara kan lo npe ni Mushin.
But look at us today.
Tugbe wo wa loni.
And God says,
Olorun si wa wi pe,
son,
omo o,
this is still a camp.
Mo ile pago lasun leleyi.
The city is yet to come.
Ilu na o ti e ti de.
I am saying to somebody here today.
Mo wa so fe nikan ni ilale yi.
Every promise of God for you will come to pass.
Amen. gbogbo ileri Olorun fun o ni o di mimuse.
Stop doubting him.
Ejowo eye siye meji.
Build an altar of faith.
Eko pepe igbagbo.
If God says it,
bi Olorun ba so,
it will come to pass.
Yo di mimuse.
It doesn't matter how impossible it may appear.
Ko ni fi se bo ti wu ko dabi pe ko se se to.
Number two,
Ekeji.
The altar you build must be an altar of praise.
Ipepe to fe ko yi o nla ti je pepe iyin.
Psalm 65 verse 1.
Ori Davidi, ori keta dini adorin.
Psalm 65 verse 1.
Ori Davidi, ori karun dini adorun iri ese ikini.
He said, praise waits for you in Zion.
Iyin duro de Oluwa ni Sioni.
You should be able to say, God, come to my house, you will find praise there.
O ye ko le so pelu igboya fun Olorun pe ma bo nile mi, iyin duro de o nibe.
When God comes to some houses, all he will get is murmuring, complaining.
Nigba ti Olorun ba wo awon ile ibomi, ohun ti o ri gba na ni ikunsinu ati orisirisi irahun.
Queries
ati ibere.
God, why have you not done this? Why have you done that? Why? That's what he gets in some houses. That's why he doesn't come.
Pe Olorun ki lo se to se tin to se to ohun to ti e ti se leyi to awon orisirisi ibere l'Olorun ma ri gba ni lebo mi idi ti ofin fin wa niyan.
If God knows that in your home, in your heart, there will be constant praise, he will draw near.
Ti Olorun ba mo pe ni le re nigba ki gba to ba yoju iyin duro de nibe yo sumo.
One of the elders here.
Okolara awon alagba tin be ni.
Because we started building this camp together.
Nitori ajo bere ogba yi ni.
Was the first engineer here.
Awon ni onimo ero akoko ninu ipago yi.
And he discovered.
O wa shawari.
By associating with me.
Nipa biba mi dore.
That it doesn't matter what is happening.
Pe ko ni fi se oyowo ko ma sele.
I'm always humming a song or praising God for one thing or the other.
Pe mo ma orin ni mo ma fi gbogbo igba ko lati yin Olorun.
So I decided I want to pay him a visit.
Mo wa pinu pe mo fe lo wo won le.
And I told him I will be there for only about 5 minutes.
Mo wa so pe iseju marun pere ni mo fe lo nbe o.
Before I arrived,
kin to debe,
he has put in a tape of beautiful hymns and songs.
O ti wa fi fanran orin to to rewa sibe.
I didn't know when I spent 1 hour.
Mi o mo gba ti mo lo wakati kan le won.
Because I was enjoying the music.
Nitori mo gbadun orin na ti won.
I forgot time.
Mo gbagbe akoko.
Can you imagine God?
Je e wa le wo to ba je Olorun ni.
Visiting you.
To wo be o wo.
Hearing praises.
To gbo iyin.
Song.
Orin.
Adoration.
Ijosin.
He will stay.
Yo duro.
You must make up your mind this year.
O wa ni lati pe ninu okan re lodun yi.
It doesn't matter what is happening.
Ko ni fi se o yo ko ma sele.
I will praise the Lord.
Emi yo yin Olorun.
How many of you will praise him this year?
Me lo lo ma yin Olorun lodun yi.
Everywhere I go,
ibi kibi ti mo ba lo,
I know they've given me a nickname.
Mo mo kan ti so mi loruko.
I say, let somebody shout hallelujah.
Je keni kan ki hallelujah.
I said, that's a very good nickname.
Mo mo pe ala je to da leleyi.
And I'm going to say it again, let somebody shout hallelujah.
Ki hallelujah.
Praise, altar of praise.
Pepe iyin.
Number three, let it be an altar of thanksgiving.
Eketa, eje ko je pepe idupe.
Learn to thank him.
Eko bi a se ndupe lowo re.
Thank him for what he has done.
Edupe lowo re fun to ti se.
Because he's done something for you, you know.
Ntori o ti se nla fun yin.
The fact that you are even here listening to me, it means you have something to thank God for.
Pe o tile duro o joko n gbo mi bi mo se soro itumo si pe o ni ohun la gidigidi lati dupe lowo Olorun fun.
Your ears is still hearing.
Eti re ngbo.
By the grace of God, your eyes are still seeing.
Nipa ore ofe Olorun oju re nwo mi.
Your mouth can still speak.
Enu re na le soro.
I think with that mouth you should shout a big hallelujah.
Enu re ko bi hallelujah.
Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5.
Ori Davidi ori keta leni ogorun ese kini si karun.
Ah, that's a serious one.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni ilale yi.
He said the one seeking your downfall will soon lose his sight.
Pe eni to nreti isubu eyen ko ni pe fo loju.
Oh my.
Amen.
Amen and amen. The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa leni kan wa ni ilale yi.
He said progress wise.
De ni pati lo siwaju.
2 years ago you were walking.
Ni odun meji seyin nse lo nrin.
Last year you were running.
Odun to koja o sare.
This year you will fly.
Amen. Lord, do you? You should be wafu.
I'll give you another example.
My phone, you need a query me.
Because we are going to build a new altar to God tonight.
Nitori wa ko pe pe tutun fun Olorun lale yi.
And your life will never be the same again.
Aye re o si ni ri bakan na mo.
As a lecturer in the University of Lagos.
Gege bi oluko ni ile iwe University Eko.
After Jesus saved my soul,
lẹyin ti Jesus ti gba okan mi latan,
I gathered some little youth together.
Mo ko awon osoro melo kan,
and we started what we used to call Christ the Demas Congress.
Awa bere ipade kan ti a npe ni Congress ti Christi Olugbala.
And we will go to any secondary school with body house facilities.
A lo si ile iwe girama ti won tin fi awon omo wo si.
We invite everybody to come.
A pe gbogbo won wa.
We say we'll give you food.
I saw
we
are not funny lunge.
We didn't have much money. But everything I have, I will place it down. And these little boys, whatever little they can contribute, they will contribute. The people will come, we'll give them 2 meals a day. If there's any food left for us to eat, we eat.
Don't je ba seku a je.
If there's none left, no problem. In my own case, I will be fasting anyway. But we always go ahead before the people will arrive. To go and clean up the place. I'm always the first to arrive with my wife. And I went to inspect this particular school in
Oshogbo.
When I got to the toilet,
igba ti mo wo ile igbonse ebe,
oh God,
ogo ni fun Olorun.
When my young ones came, we call them Bible study leaders in those days,
igba ti awon oludari eko bibeli tele wa ton de,
we used to, when they come like that, we would divide ourselves into groups.
Nigba ton ba de beyin a pinra wa si ikokokan.
So you go and clean the toilet, you go and fetch firewood, you go and fetch water, and so on.
Be iwo lo toju ile igbonse iwo lo pon mi wa iwo lo lagiwa be lo.
When they arrived,
gba ton de,
I told them,
mo so fun won,
the toilet this time,
pe ile igbonse ti sin yo,
requires only volunteers.
Pe awon to ba te lorun to farajin nikan lo le se.
I told them I will lead the team.
Pe emi gan ni ma wa se agbateru e.
And I need 5 other people to join me.
Mo fe ka won marun mi o tele mi lo.
And we got a big bottle of Isar.
Awa wa agolo taniya.
I got handkerchief to tie around our mouth and nose.
Ati aso nuju lati fi di mu.
At the time we finished with that toilet,
nigba ta pari nbe,
you could sit down there and do Bible study.
O le joko sibe lati se eko bibeli.
If I didn't lead the boys,
I'm sure
when they got to the door and they found that the whole thing was full to the door, only God knows what report they will come to give me that day.
Boya, and you know, Bafima, hallelujah, Pada.
Hands that cannot do manual labor for God.
And what you listen, say, being for alone.
Cannot heal the sick.
Kole wonya son.
Hands that can sweep the house of God.
Or what you lay bale ninu le josin.
That can clean the toilet.
Ti o le for ile igbonse.
That cannot be a sacrifice.
Ti o le
on the altar of God.
Ti o le te pepe bo fun Olorun.
Cannot be used of God to perform miracles.
Olorun o le lo lati sise iyanu.
And I'm believing God for you. That this year is going to be different from other years. That whatever you touch this year is going to prosper.
Amen.
But you must be a sacrifice on the altar of God. When we were building the first auditorium, we were digging water here, somewhere down. At night, and one day I was carrying two buckets of water. And I call it balancing the equation, one on the right, one on the left. One of the boys saw me and said, "Daddy, let me help you with one." No, go and get your own bucket. How many of you want to be a living sacrifice to the Almighty God? Let me assure you, the Lord who has promoted me,
Olorun ti o ti gbe mi ga,
he will promote you this year.
Amen. Yo gbe iwo na ga lodun yi.
You're watching Redemption Way.